it's always going to come back to listening. So you think recruiting, it's a lot of outreach, a lot of phone calls, conversations on our end. But the more I think you can listen and actually hear what clients and candidates are saying, they're going to notice that, your work's going to reflect that. And I think that's can be a key differentiator. Jeff Briggs, Miller Resource Group industrial team. Got my start in control systems, controls backgrounds, mostly engineers early on. So anybody that dealt with PLCs, HMI, SCADA. From there, we've branched out and kind of gone on the sales side as well. So engineers that have become salesmen, same world, control systems. So control systems integrators, engineering firms, and anything in between.
And so what, this is a question I'm asking everyone, is what makes a great recruiter?
What makes a great recruiter? It's a great question. So I think it's always going to come back to listening. So you think recruiting, it's a lot of outreach, a lot of phone calls, conversations on our end. But the more I think you can listen and actually hear what clients and candidates are saying, they're going to notice that, your work's going to reflect that. And I think that's can be a key differentiator.
And what do you love most about recruiting?
Relationships, for sure. Getting to meet new people on a daily basis. You never know where the next phone call is going to lead to. Might be an opportunity with a new client, or might just be a long-standing relationship that you might bounce ideas off of a candidate and kind of keep things moving from there.
What are some of the stigmas like that recruiters have, or, you know, some of the stigmas we get as recruiters are?
Yeah, so some of the stigmas we get, definitely maybe too persistent could be one of them. So you got to remember, clients and candidates are both getting calls all the time from different recruiting firms, some that are maybe in their industry, some that are not. So making sure you know who you're calling and you're in the right world at least, and being able to come up with something beneficial on each call.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about the industry that you serve?
Yeah, so industry that I serve, it all started with a post-it note that my boss Gary wrote me to try to help me understand that. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense on paper here probably, but the more you dive into each term written down here is really kind of how I branched out in my career. So got my start again back in controls on the PLC level, and then from there, everything from DCS, distributed control systems, to MES, to SCADA, to that big all-encompassing term now, IIoT. So my focus is anywhere in between, but the more we're seeing data collection, data analytics, that's big for us, and I think that's going to be prevalent in the industry for a while.
Awesome. And Jeff, so what is Industry 4.0 to you?
Industry 4.0 is similar to that buzzword IIoT, digitalization. How are we taking maybe old concepts and turning them into more modern or sleek or easily accessible terms? So whether it's data collection from a gearbox at a Coke bottling plant, how are they sending data across to the right people to make sure that they're in the right place at the right time to solve problems, essentially. So it could mean anything, but I think modernization, digitalization are the two key terms.
Awesome. Tell us how you use social selling to build your network.
Define social selling.
Oh, just your social media. I guess you could just use that.
Or
LinkedIn.
It's social selling, LinkedIn, social media. It's paramount. It's an absolute must-have in terms of kind of our toolkit. Like to do more on the video side. We do a little bit, and we've seen some success. And the more we do, the more we grow and get outside of kind of our comfort zone, I think the more our industry and our contacts are going to notice that. And, you know, it's a natural tendency to kind of want to help out at that point. So the more you put yourself out there, the more you're visual, the more you're seen, I think the more likelihood of success.
Do you find recruiting more collaborative or more competitive?
More collaborative or more competitive? Interesting. There's probably a few ways to take that. In our office, as much as we're all individuals and we're all kind of shooting for different clients, maybe in the same industry or maybe not. We definitely are on the more collaborative side. The more you help, the more you give, the more you're going to get back. And I know our office has that kind of figured out. And the more we can kind of spread that to clients and candidates, I think the better.